Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with broadcasting, I was going to use a different handle for all of the people that are going to participate with us in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because Michael Harrison is not available. So he has sent in his stead his loyal Indian companion, Kevin Casey, who is the head of operations at Talkers Magazine. And frankly, if Michael's not listening, Kevin does most of the work. Come on, let's we'll get right down to brass tacks here. Kevin does the work. Kevin has long since been associated with Talk Radio and Talkers. You can check him out and all the stories that we're going to talk about here at talkers.com. Also joining us is John Harper from the Space Coast in Florida, WMEL, and a host of other radio stations that he has to his credit. And Victoria Jones here with the DC Radio Company in Washington. She has interesting and kind of unique spins on some of these stories. Great for talk radio conversation. Let's get started, though, with Kevin doing what Michael does at the beginning of these hours, go through the top 10 stories and the people, according to the research Kevin and the staff has done at Talkers this week.
All right, Doug. We're going to start with number 10 with the people, with the stories, rather. Number 10 this week, Game of Thrones finale. Number 9 on the chart this week, immigration reform tied with the border wall issue. At number 8, most talked about stories on talk radio, U.S.-Iran tensions. At number 7 this week, new abortion laws. At number 6, the Midwest weather and climate change. Number 5 this week, U.S.-China trade war. At number 4, the 2020 presidential race. Coming in at number 3 this week, Democrats' impeachment momentum. Number 2, Trump New York tax returns. And the most talked about story this week on News Talk Radio, Trump stonewalling.
All right. How about the people list? Let's see if there are any names in there that are connected or not connected to these stories in a direct line.
Well, they're connected, all right. Number 10, most talked about people this week, Xi Jinping. Number 9, Pete Buttigieg. Number 8, Joe Biden. At 7, Beto O'Rourke. At number 6, Rex Tillerson. Number 7, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. At number 4, Rashida Tlaib. Number 3, Don McGahn. Number 2 this week is Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Donald J. Trump.
Don't you wish Pete Buttigieg would change the way he spelled his name so it would be Buttigieg? So we would pronounce it. In what universe is G-I-E-G? Well, hello, try it again, Doug. G-I-E-G. How does that come out as judge? That doesn't come out as judge in anybody.
Well, I'm not a student of a lot of foreign languages, but if you look at the way people spell their names across the planet, there's a reason for it at some point.
Really? C-A-S-E-Y. I suppose you could spell it C-A-S-I because it's Casey. Let's see, Jones. How else would you spell that? J-O-N-E-S. I think that's it. Harper?
J-O-N-Z.
Yeah, okay. Harper, H-A-R-P-R. Don't need an E in it. I'm going to pronounce it. And Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-N. Well, it's, okay, we've rewritten the course of history here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's go to number 8, shall we, on the story list, and talk with John, Victoria, and Kevin about not necessarily just what's going on in Iran, but the whole area of the Middle East. It seems this week there was a lot of focus by the administration of the in Libya, where a rogue warlord has been basically propped up by the Trumpsters. I don't know that people are following this, but it certainly plays into other things that are going on in the Middle East, certainly with attention there. Victoria, can you give us a little background as to what's going on, actually? I don't think people have thought much about Libya since Muammar Gaddafi was popped off.
Well, I mean, well, really, what matters here is frankly not so much Libya. What really matters is the U.S. and Iran, and whether the U.S. is, in fact, or whether some in the administration in the U.S. are, in fact, trying to goad Iran into making a mistake so that there will be an excuse to lob a missile or do something that will then goad Iran into making another mistake, which will mean that there can be a war. And this with a president who has said that he wants to get the U.S. out of foreign entanglements. And it's not clear, but it's looking a little bit that way.
Well, if you go back to Barack Obama, he said the same thing and he didn't do it. It doesn't seem like once these boys figure out what's going on and how much money is involved for the military-industrial complex, who support all of these people, they don't want to get out of war. They want to use America. And this is something for Memorial Day for all of us to think about, Memorial Day weekend, the fate of men and women who put on the uniform and go into places that we really have no business in a worldly sense. We may have oil interests and other things that are business interests, such was the case with Iraq. And then we get ourselves into these circumstances where tens of thousands of Americans die. And at the end of the day, Americans say, huh, why do we get involved in this? Why have we spent $3 trillion in Iraq? We keep spending money over there to prop up either guys like this Jerkelberger in Libya, or, you know, we want to get rid of the Ayatollah in Iran. It's, you know, you get down to brass tacks here, and it is very clear what the motivation is. At least for me, it is anyway. And so, and then the trickle down effect of what we do in the Middle East and how it's impacted Europe in the case of, you know, Brexit is all about the problems in the Middle East because of what happened with all the people that went into Europe and ended up in England. John?
Well, you're absolutely right, Doug, and I concur with your points. It's interesting that this warlord in Libya all of a sudden is being propped up, and it looks like it's all coming from here in the United States.
Of course it is.
What that will mean here in the near future, of course, still remains to be seen, but I think it's interesting, as you said, that the president is now thinking twice about perhaps not bringing the troops all together back home because it's not profitable for the country.
Yeah, well, this is a long and dirty story. Kevin, when you go through the work that you do every week of listening to these talk radio stations, the programs, the hosts, how do you filter out, or you listen to it with an objective mind, but Michael does a lot of talk radio work. You certainly have come from the business and know it. So how do you filter? Do you have to filter? Do you feel like you have to filter your own feelings when it comes to some of these stories and how you rank them on the list?
Not really. I mean, because it's not about opinion for the editors of Talkers Magazine. It's about what are people talking about, not how we personally feel about the stories, you know, in any way.
How do you feel about the story, though? about this story. How does Kevin feel about this story?
Well, I certainly don't want to see warlords supported anywhere. I think that the Middle East tensions in general are very complex issues. And, you know, regime change is not something that one attempts lightly, although, you know, obviously our history shows that we have no problem doing it. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised that other nations want to attempt to influence our politics or our regimes either. So right. it's the game of thrones that we play, right?
Wait a minute. That's an interesting. Wow. That's a very interesting take on it. Let's reflect on that in a moment. I want to talk about how the influence that we play in other people's countries may be reflected on how some countries are trying to influence us, our elections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's good. Thank you for pushing that button. Good job. 16 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me pass along some of the benefits of losing weight and getting more energy. Kind of one goes with the other. Losing weight is the problem, though, for most people. I guess it isn't losing the weight. It's keeping it off that is the problem, and that's where Kallitrin comes in. Kallitrin, the main ingredient in Kallitrin, collagen, 30% of our body, the proteins that we need to keep building our body, come from collagen. And frankly, by the way, you get into your 30s or so, your ability to produce collagen pretty much is gone. That's why you need supplementation in the form of the all-natural, healthiest choice for weight loss, Calitrin, because it stimulates the creation of healthy lean muscle, which is what is the direct effect of collagen and exercise, pushes out the fat, lose the weight, bingo. But then you ask yourself, how do I keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in, because it starts stimulating collagen, your own production of it. The peptides there are proven effective at maintaining weight control, and there are absolutely no adverse effects, because there's none of the same sort of thing in collagen in Calitrin. I always confuse these two, and people say to me, "Will you get it right?" Well, collagen, main ingredient of Calitrin. Maybe that's all you have to remember. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Special deal using the DJB code to be had. One, you purchase. Two, you get free. Three, you purchase, you get another one. It's any number of these that you want to buy until Memorial Day. The Memorial Day special is they'll give you one free for every one you buy. So lose the weight, keep it off, stay on the Calitrin program. Go to toploss.com, and the special deal I just described to you, you can have by using the DJV box. Check that out at toploss.com to lose the weight and keep it off.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business.
By helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, ends 5/25/19. Valid on SKU 513099.
John Harper from Space Coast Radio in Florida, Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, Kevin Casey, who is the second in charge, he's a first lieutenant at Talkers Magazine, came up with something that really is stimulating. There's hardly a week that goes by, Kevin, that there isn't some story about election tampering in America. So if it's okay for us to screw around with other countries and their governments and their former government, why isn't it fair game for us to have basically the same thing, maybe a different form, the hacking, but it's still with turnabout is fair play, isn't it?
Well, I don't think that U.S. policymakers would call it fair play, but look, I think in the modern world, Doug, what countries like the United States have always had to try to decide is, you know, when do you let other countries go about their affairs without interference, but when you certainly don't want to allow strong men and bad actors to run roughshod over the globe, and when to intervene and when not is always the difficult decision to make. That's what foreign policy is really, I guess, ultimately all about, it seems.
Yeah, well, we're facing the same decision in Venezuela with the hoopla going on down there. Let's talk more about this with our panel as we continue on the countdown.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping only for the month of May and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving on now, this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is not with us, but Kevin Casey from Talkers is, along with John Harper from the WMEL Studios, Space Coast Radio in Florida, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I want to just go, Kevin and I talked about this, but I want to get Victoria and John to sort of reflect on what I just said and what Kevin's response was in terms of us meddling with other countries' affairs, and then we get upset. We wonder why they're upset with us, but we get upset because countries like China and Russia meddling in our affairs. John, what's your take?
Well, Kevin certainly brings up a great point, and I totally agree as to, and I've thought about this for years, why is it not okay to meddle into our business when we have done it for decades with other countries? I don't quite understand that, and case in point, as we mentioned earlier, that rogue dictator being propped up again by the United States, that just points out how ludicrous a lot of this has been over the years. And it all comes down to, I think, economics for our country and what is good for our country as far as war. Goes back to World War II, I believe, when Roosevelt was accused of meddling into affairs he shouldn't have been for the sake of economics. So that's kind of my take on it, and I agree.
Well, the economic influence is one, and on Memorial Day weekend, we think about the toll that it takes in terms of American lives when we get messing around in these places, and what do we have to show for it is another question.
Right.
Victoria, what do you think? Yeah, the read in D.C., Victoria?
I think the read in D.C. is that not only has the U.S. meddled for years, but that other countries meddle if they can in the U.S. And I'm thinking cyber here. We know that Russia meddled extensively in the 2016 elections and in
the
2018
elections.
Wait a minute.
Putin said he didn't. Don't you believe him?
No, and is planning to meddle in the 2020 elections. We also know that Iran is a major cyber hacker, as is North Korea, and that China is too, and other countries are interested. So there are many ways of interfering with countries.
I love this. This is part of what stimulates me. I'm not a big fan of, as Kevin said, we were talking about this off the air, where we go with political talk radio. That's why the programs I do, like the DJV morning program, is not political in nature. Do we talk about what's going on politically? Yeah. But we don't have the mud and fist fights that many of the people that are doing this have. And so but you think about it, it's common sense when it comes to this issue. And so let's ratchet this up a little bit as we look at number five on the countdown this week on the story list, the China trade war. What do we do? Because there's another kind of war here, and many people think that the wars of the future get fought this way versus with guns and knives and bullets and bombs. So here we have the Chinese screwing us around six ways from Sunday. And Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks, has been a very successful computer operator, is a billionaire by anybody's stretch of the imagination three or four times over. One of the stars of Shark Tank. I happen to quite like him. I think he's very smart. I think he's got a great attitude towards things. And his idea to fix the problem with the Chinese, as you know, he was, I think, a Republican for most of his life, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know that he is anymore because I'm not sure he likes Trump much. But he's got an idea that we will discuss in a matter of moments on how to deal with the Chinese and shut them down. And the idea, in my mind, is brilliant. So let's see what our panelists think as we continue here on this week's overview of the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Continuing on now with a look at the stories, overviews, the chart for the week of May 20th to the 24th, just before Memorial Day weekend, and most of you listening over the Memorial Day weekend to our conversation. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Kevin Casey, who is in the operations department at Talkers Magazine. Find this list at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. Also with us is John Harper from WMEL in Florida, and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. All right, so let us go back to the number five item this week on the countdown, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers. So the issue is, what do we do about the Chinese? They seem to, in many people's minds, have the upper hand because Americans have spent so much money buying their products. Their companies have made a lot of money. They have, in turn, loaned the money which we have spent to buy their goods and products. They have our money, and they're loaning it back to us. So much of the debt we have in the United States is because we borrowed Chinese money, which really was ours to begin with. So, and then we get into these situations where they seem to be steering the ship, and we don't like that. So now Mark Cuban has come up with an idea, and I think this is very interesting. So I'm going to lay out the idea, and then you all, Kevin and John and Victoria, can give us your thoughts about him. I believe he's a very smart guy. He says that we should stop trading Chinese stocks in the United States. Listen to this. He says a trading halt would create a lot of disruption for the Chinese and the Chinese companies. As of February, there were 156 Chinese companies listed on the stock exchanges. Market capitalization of $1.2 trillion. And then there are other influences here, but these companies are on the NASDAQ and on the Dow Jones. There's, and a lot of them are buying into American businesses. For example, in the foodstuff area, the Chinese company that controls the major pork supply in the world has bought out our major pork supplier here. And we all know there have been plenty of problems with pork. I think there were a number of people who died in China because of some kind of a problem with pork products over there. So what do you think? Is this an idea? Is Cuban on the right? Can we pull this off? There's so much money involved in this. You'd probably get a lot of pushback. Kevin, what do you think about Cuban's idea?
Well, Doug, I mean, I hate to punt on this, but I mean, I'm neither an economist or a foreign relations expert in this regard.
If you're not an expert in anything, you are perfect for being a talk radio person.
Well, thank you. My question is if you punch someone real hard and they're going to try and punch back, what would we be getting ourselves into with a move like this?
Well, what are we into now? I guess that would be my question. Turn it around a little bit. We're up to our ears in problem relationships created by us buying cheap. We want to buy cheap shoes. We want to buy cheap clothing. We want to buy cheap food. Look at what's happened to our American family farmer. Because not only, well, the trade war now has created this huge hole in American agriculture. So President Trump has suggested that we put aside $16 billion to help the farmers. Well, most of the money, or a lot of it, is going to the big agribusinesses that don't need a penny and don't deserve a penny. So the farmers that supported Trump are getting really hot under the collar. And I will just give you an example. I'm a dairy farmer, as most people know who listen to my programs. I am a farm guy all my life, been on the farm, and I do that in addition to my radio work. I got a notice from the federal government that I'm entitled to $189.50 to help me as I try to survive on my American family farm. Meanwhile, about $100 million went to companies related to ADM, Cargill, that sort of thing. So how is that right? So that's kind of the side issue here and the implications of the China trade war. All right, John, what do you think of the idea that has been put forth by Cuban?
Interesting idea, Doug, and I understand where he's coming from. But my take on it is, as much as that would cause disruption for the Chinese government and all of their companies in that country, it seems to me, Doug, it would cause as much concern and trouble here in our country for products then that we're not going to be able to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. So we dug ourselves a hole, and it may not be possible to get ourselves out of it. Victoria, how do you read this? What do you think would happen in Washington and political circles there if Cuban's idea were to be given some serious concern? He's going to run for president, or at least he says he wants to run for president, right, Cuban?
That's what he says, yes. Well, who knows? You know, so many people say they're going to do that now.
Right.
In Washington, one of the factors, I think, would be where is this going to go and how much do we actually owe China? We owe them rather a lot, I think. And suppose they start calling in our debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. How are we going to pay that off? All right. Anyway, are tariffs an attack on the American people? Yes. Or are we attacking them? We didn't. They have come to us and sold us their goods and a bill of goods. And we have been dumb enough to buy it. So, it's, what is the old expression? The first time, shame on them. Second time, shame on me. So maybe there's a little reflection that's needed here. All right. Next up, the candidates in the presidential race and whether or not Trump should be taking shots at Biden. Does it work, Kevin, or not? What are you hearing people talk about with regard to this? I know the partisans who love Trump say, yeah, let's go bang. But I think he may risk something there that he hasn't risked to at least heretofore. What do you think?
That's a good question. I don't think he has much risk taking shots at Biden. I mean, first of all, Trump's never going to stop taking shots. It's who he is. It's what he does. You know, I think Biden's probably, my guess is he's going to self-destruct before the convention anyway. Taking shots at Biden is just, you know, sport for the president.
You don't think Biden is going to be the outlier and come out of this and...
If I had to wager my money right now, he would not be the guy that I would say is going to get the nomination.
So who do you think is?
I don't know. I think the field is. I think it's. There's too much flux between now and then. But I just have a weird feeling that it isn't going to be Biden. I could be wrong.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. What do you think, John?
I think I go opposite of what Kevin said. I think it will be Biden. I think the other Democrats who are running are for the most part a joke. They make the Democratic Party in some respects look pretty bad with some of their strange off-the-wall beliefs, thoughts, and policies that they want to incorporate into our country. I think Joe Biden is sound, he's secure, he's known, he's a household name, and I think people would have confidence in him, whereas they don't have confidence and trust in Donald Trump.
Okay. What about you, Victoria?
I think it could be Biden. I think it also could be Bullock. I think he's a bit of a dark horse over there, way out west. Yeah, I do. People like
governors.
You're
the first one I've heard say that. That's interesting.
I've long thought that he was a dark horse. People like governors. He's also conservative, and I think he's a possibility. I also think Mayor Pete is somebody that would appeal. I just don't think that this country is ready for a first husband.
No, I don't think they're ready for that or the AOC thinking, but it would be interesting to see how it shakes out.
I don't think Mayor Pete is AOC thinking. I think he's more conservative than
that. I wasn't trying to put them. I wasn't trying to put him into that. I'm just thinking of those who think like Ms. Ocasio-Cortez or whatever her name is. I think she's appalling and she annoys the hell
out
of me.
You're so down on her because you think she's hot. That's all this is about.
No, I don't think she's hot. No, I don't think she's hot at all. But thanks for suggesting that. It's an interesting thought. 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My Pillow is the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. That's guaranteed by Mike Lindell, the owner of My Pillow, the orchestrator. He's the originator. He was the engineer. Couldn't get a good night's rest, so he designed his own pillow. And look what it's become. One of the great American success stories is what's happening at My Pillow. 1,500 people now work in a big factory with a big warehouse, making thousands of My Pillows every week so that you can buy them and use them. You can wash them. You can dry them. That goes for pretty much everything that's in the catalog. They're all hopped up about their Giza sheets now, the best sheets you'll ever own. I can tell you that. I love my Giza sheets. My dog loves the MyPillow pet bed that she has. And it goes on and on. Right now, between now and Memorial Day, you can get two MyPillow premium pillows, the most exclusive pillow they have, for $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com, get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows, $69.98. Take advantage of this. Not only do you get them at a fabulous price, the best price ever offered, but you also get them shipped to you free. So let's get on board. $69.98. You got to use the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Fantastic offer. Take advantage of that and so many other promotions that you can get by using the promo code DJV when you shop for linens, for mattresses, mattress tops, pillow, you name it, at MyPillow.com, you can find it.
Hi, I'm Jason Alexander. You know, it was a lot of fun playing a character on TV who lived at home with his parents and couldn't keep a job. But what isn't funny is when servicemen and women return to civilian life and have to struggle to support their families because they can't find a job. As Americans, we owe these brave men and women a debt of gratitude. So if you're an employer or business owner, the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes wants you to think of our veterans when it comes to hiring. The men and women in our armed forces gain an education that goes way beyond their military training. They develop a set of skills in critical fields such as technology, engineering, and communication. And more importantly, they practice values like leadership, discipline, and integrity, which make them an asset to any business. Helping a veteran find a job is also a great way to thank them for their service. So remember to hire smart and bet on a vet. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important. And after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The final couple of minutes here with our panel of John Harper, Victoria Jones, Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, and the whole business about Trump and what goes on, how the pieces fit together. That's something every week that comes up. Number seven has to do with the new abortion laws that have been passed, I think, in three states. There are those who theorize this is a challenge to Roe v. Wade, that the states are setting up these things purposely, knowing they would be challenged in the Supreme Court, and with the new members of the Supreme Court, can they overturn Roe v. Wade? Do you think that's really what's going on? Kevin, you got a quick thought on that?
I think it certainly could be a part of a greater strategy amongst right-to-lifers. I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm. John, you think what?
I totally agree that it could be a strategy that is being implemented across the country and to force it to the Supreme Court. So, yes, I agree.
You try this one on for size and you destroy. I think there's a revolution that builds itself. If you overturn Roe v. Wade, there'll be a revolution like we haven't seen here, certainly in my lifetime. Victoria, what do you think?
Alabama Republicans were clear that that was their strategy. So yeah, this is a very interesting place that we're coming to.
Well, I think it's disgusting, frankly. That'd be my own read on it. And people say, are you arrogant Northeastern, or you guys all think like that? Part of the problem is that all the discussion is with men. When's the last time you heard a woman weigh in on any of this stuff? Who makes the rules, the laws, and all that stuff? It becomes preposterous. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good job. Thank you, Victoria, John, Kevin, for being here on this week's overview of the Talk Radio Countdown World on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? Nugenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of Nugenix. Free bottle of Nugenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle, Nugenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word fork to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word fork to 246-810.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After now, the countdown. Words of wisdom now from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer on the countdown. He's a college prof and an expert in all kinds of things that have to do with, in this case, identity theft, scams, that sort of thing. He's got the latest at scamicide.com. Check that out. Let's get to some of the legal impacts. I noticed this week that the White House has unveiled a Middle East peace plan. They're going to have a workshop next month in Bahrain called Peace to Prosperity Workshops. That's what they're going to do. And once again, we're the focus on meddling in other countries and whether or not we do it to our own distress. And then we see that others are doing it to us. So why is it any different when the Chinese and the Russians try to influence our elections in our country? Because we're doing it in the Middle East and other places like Venezuela. So what's good for the goose, good for the gander? Yes or no?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you say that, because if you go back, you know, there was no question about the Russian influence, not just in our elections, but in Brexit, in France, in Germany and others. But Putin was very, very candid once when he was saying that apparently this started when America was doing that kind of influence in elections in Russia. And certainly we have overturned governments way back in Iran and Chile. So, yeah, we're not quite such a good for the goose, good for the gander people. But
We tend to think of some of our administrators or presidents as hawkish. Nobody really thinks of Jimmy Carter that way, but he was responsible pretty much single-handedly for booting the Shah out of Iran and getting the Ayatollah and some of these other boobs that have been running Iran and, you know, in Persia in general, the destabilization created by just sort of the flick of a pen from Jimmy Carter. I don't think most people remember that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because Colin Powell was one of the people I always found particularly fascinating. And his idea was you don't take, and it's very reasonable, there were two of them. One was you don't take steps, particularly militarily, unless you have an exit strategy and you have something in place. And unfortunately, as you've pointed out, too often, we've got written to bad guys. And then the people that come in and take advantage of the situation are worse.
Yep.
You know, it's another thing where perhaps, you know, in fighting terrorism, Colin Powell said, you know, yes, we do have to militarily fight them. But let's go back to why are these people turning to this? Why are they so hopeless? And what kinds of things can countries work together for to create some better lives in some of these countries so that they won't be turning to it? But, you know, hope springs eternal. These days, right. Sometimes that's all we got.
An apt overview of it. Number three on the story list this week, impeachment talk. Legally, they can probably maybe muster up the votes to impeach him, but they lose. The end result is that they lose. They lose on impeachment,
you know,
and they lose at the box office.
If you wanted to look strictly at a legal basis, I think there is absolutely, and it's a wide compendium of charges that could be impeachable offenses. But as you said, there's just no way that it's a political battle. It's not necessarily a legal battle, and the Senate wouldn't do it. It would be a waste of time. So, you know, I'm one of those people that believe that, you know, I do think there should be further investigations. I think some of them are very important. But as far as impeachment, you know, I don't see what happens good out of that.
All right. Number seven this week, these abortion laws that have been passed in at least three states. Do you think that's a way to trip into the Supreme Court to get them to overturn Roe v. Wade? Some people are theorizing that.
I think very much so. I think that the intention of many of the states that are doing so are making laws that are, you know, are somewhat extreme in regard to abortion, with the idea to take it up to a Supreme Court. And it'd be interesting to see. I frankly don't think this Supreme Court would overturn Roe versus Wade, although they continue to make inroads. I mean, you've got a Chief Justice who is sometimes hard to predict, but I think the intention is to get there.
Right. I think that's the thing, the intention, but can you make it? This is even beyond legal, this is a revolution. I've always maintained this since the first years of my talk career, and you talk about, you know, you either talk about capital punishment, gun control, or things like this, and they don't ever go anywhere, but they make for, I guess, some people think it's fascinating conversation. Thanks, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.